Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Welcome to the devotional, and today we are going to see Genesis chapter 18. And in this chapter, we will see some very important blessings to your soul. We see here the hospitality of Abraham, how he entertained our Lord as he washed the feet of the visitors and cooked a meal for them. If the Lord was going to visit your home, will you be totally excited to meet him? Or will you hide away from him if you don't want to see the Lord? And that means you're living in your sins and you're scared that he will come and rebuke your darling pet sins. Now, after the circumcision of Abraham, he was consecrated before God. He was holy before God. And when you live in holiness, God will speak to you and you can speak to God. Abraham had power with God as he was living under the shadow of God. Here we see the famous dialogue between God and man. God is just about to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Here God is speaking humanly for us to understand, as God speaks to himself and he says, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" Wow, my beloved, was not Abraham blessed as God goes to Abraham and tells Abraham what he's just about to do? Wow, what a blessing that a holy, almighty God comes to man and tells him what he's just about to do. This is the blessing of being holy before God. He loves to have a conversation with us, and we can talk to him boldly. When you're holy before God, you'll be a man of prayer, constantly in communication with God, and where you speak to God and God speaks to you. And today, God speaks to you through His Word. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, we see, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may have obtained mercy and find grace to help in time of need." When the child of God knows that he or she belongs to him, and God has accepted him or her, how freely and boldly we can communicate with God. This is not a sinful boldness, but a sacred boldness towards God. When you are consecrated to God, you can plead for others. You can pray for others. This is called intercessory prayer. Here we see Abraham is interceding for his nephew Lot and his family now living in Sodom. God is just about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham is concerned what will happen to his nephew Lot and his family. Now, there is humility in sacred boldness. There is no place for pride when you communicate to God. Yes, my beloved, Abraham was bold before the Lord. Also, Abraham realized he is just dust and ashes before God. Yet, he can speak boldly to God in humility. My friend, love the Lord Jesus, our beloved Savior. Thoroughly consecrate to Him. Then you too can become a great intercessor for others, just like how Abraham did. Maybe you have friends and relatives who are not saved. Maybe they are in some kind of a danger that you too can become an intercessor and pray for them. And you can pray for them boldly by going to the throne room of God and also in humility. My dear brothers and sisters, seek after the highest degree of sanctity. Labor for it, as this should be your highest ambition. So we too can pray for our neighbors, our cities, our nation, boldly to God, but in humility. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers above.